I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Odds on who the next quarterback benched, not injury-related, benched is going to be. There is a clear favorite in the clubhouse. His name is not Davis Mills. Davis Mills is number two on the list at 4-1 at a robust -175. That means you got to risk $175 just to win 100. That's a heavy favorite. Zach Wilson of the New York Jets is the favorite to be the next quarterback benched.
This is where intimacy with the local football team's schedule and it being a little bit peculiar might pay off if you're a gambling person, because let's say you think that both Zach Wilson and Davis Mills will get benched this week. The Texans are a little bit weird in that they give players the Monday off instead of Tuesday off. So today they come back and they meet. So if a decision had been made, like with Zach Wilson, they might wait and just be like, okay, let's wait until the players come in tomorrow. Let's be sure about it, and then we'll tell them on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
If a decision on Davis Mills were to be made, it would likely be made and announced today. So we'll see. We'll see. The players would be in already. I feel like it would have been leaked if that decision had been made and if it had been given out. Maybe they'll wait until Wednesday after they've game planned and everything, if that decision. But I'm growing. I had told you just a couple hours ago that I thought that Davis Mills was going to get benched this week based on Lovie Smith's discussions yesterday. Now that the players are in the building and nothing is leaked, I'm growing skeptical of my previous prediction.
Okay. So how, Seth, if I am trying to keep tabs on Davis Mills getting benched, which local reporters or national do we think would have that first?
I think it would be a national reporter.
You think it'd be a national reporter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that it ends up being an agent slipping it to Schefter or somebody.
Schefter.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I've got a Schefter column open on my tweet deck. I've got
who's
a Rappaport column open.
Who's broken the most news lately? It feels like there aren't as many leaks to national types as there were a couple years ago. And I'm not even saying that like in a sly way. There's always like, it's usually like one or two people in an organization, or it's agents in general that are leaking information. I think things have been a little bit tighter under Nick, but I'm not so sure about that. It might also just be that there hasn't been that much notable news with the Texans to actually leak.
If you go Schefter and Rappaport, each with a column on your tweet deck, you've got like a 75% chance of getting the national reporter right, I think. Like, the only other ones would be Jay Glazer or Pelissero or guys like that.
Who pegged the Deshaun Watson trade?
That was Schefter, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I feel like that might have been agents.
Yes.
With a lot of that, you know. That's not agents. Agents have no ethical reason not to,
right?
Other than wanting to have a good working relationship with the teams. But other than that, like if an agent leaks it, then so be it. Sometimes they won't leak it as a solid to a GM or a coach or what have you. But that's what it felt like in that.
Local, I think the chalk is still Berman, right? Like if it's going to be somebody local, Berman is the safe one. And it's no disrespect to anybody else who breaks news locally here, but Berman's a machine.
You know, there's multiple reasons it's happened this way, but it used to be local guys breaking the big news like that more often, because obviously like they're here forever, they have the relations. I think that a couple things happened. Was one, just the media landscape changing over the last 20 years because of ESPN and then the internet. But two, the tenure that coaches have and the chances, like the time that they're even with a team, is so short-lived these days, and there's so much swapping and moving around of various pieces that I think the there's just more stable relationships with head coaches and some of these national guys than there is elsewhere. Texting has made a big difference too.
Yes, yes.
I think people used to leak stuff by calling people. Now they text, and it's more fluid with Rapoport or Schefter.
You can do it more on the down low. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So Wilson is a heavy favorite. Mills 4-1. This is next quarterback benched. Marcus Mariota 5-1. That's interesting because I feel like Atlanta has overachieved a little bit this year, but I've not watched enough of them to know if it's been because of or in spite of Mariota.
It's in spite of Mariota. Yeah. Some of these damned advanced stats sometimes people take a little with quarterbacks especially. Like you can't try to slap one stat on a quarterback. But for a while Mariota was like in the top 7 or 8, and I think it was EPA expected points added, and it wasn't because of Mariota. They were managing to do that with Mariota. I think a lot of people in Atlanta are starting to feel like, wow, okay, this team actually does a lot of the basics pretty well. If they had a genuine difference maker, a quarterback, they could do something.
Andy Dalton is next at 9-1. I almost feel like that's cheating. Like it did. Is Andy Dalton, like, is he a full-time starter for the Saints? I feel like Jameis and he got hurt.
He's the fill-in, but he'd be getting benched,
I guess,
for non-injury
yeah,
reasons.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder with I do wonder if the difference with Atlanta is that you're playing Desmond Ridder. I don't think they have a third-string quarterback that's a veteran or anything. Is Desmond Ridder ready to come in and actually do better than Marcus Mariota? I don't think he gets benched because I feel like it's that kind of team right now that they're going to stay competitive. It'll be a different type of 8-8 this year than it was last year or the year before,
right,
or 2 years before that. It just feels different. It feels like they're actually on the upswing instead of a team that's just kind of somehow managing a way to salvage the coach's job at the end of the year.
Dude, how about Trevor Lawrence at 12-1? Lawrence, the number one overall pick in 2021, 2 years in, less than 2 years into his tenure as Jacksonville quarterback, is fifth on the odds board for the next quarterback benched. I mean, generational prospect. That's what he was described as.
Yeah, go back to, just again, whenever you think about how anything's a slam dunk for taking a number one overall quarterback, it's...
been far from it.
Yeah.
Been far from it. All right, let's take a listen to the two coaches who have the favorites in this race. And let's see if these sound like coaches that are getting ready to bench their quarterback. Here was Lovie Smith yesterday when he was asked about change at the quarterback position.
You know, as I said, the players come in tomorrow. So have I watched the video a few different times? Yeah, and made some decisions on how we're going to go forward. But you can probably understand if, like all changes and anything that we do from week to week, you kind of talk to the players first before we talk to you. So we're not pleased with where we are. And do we need to do some things differently? Yes, and we will.
Does that sound like a coach ready to bench his quarterback to you, Seth?
It does sound like a coach ready to bench his quarterback. It sounds exactly like a coach ready to bench his quarterback. I just talked at length about texting and phone calls and everything. Yeah. I do find it interesting that this is something that can only be done in person. I feel like Lovie keeps it old school. When it comes to... back in the day when he broke up with a girl in high school or something, he did it in person. He didn't send her a telegram or a letter in the mail like they did back then. He actually did it in person. He didn't ghost her like the kids do these days. And likewise with Davis Mills. If he's going to dump his quarterback, he wants to do it in person.
He does
not via text or phone.
He does his business face-to-face, absolutely. All right, here's Robert Saleh, the head coach of the New York Jets. Zach Wilson's been getting all kinds of heat for at least being perceived to be unaccountable for his role in the Jets losing on Sunday, and really his role in the Jets offense being incredibly disappointing this season, despite their 6-4 record. Here was Robert Saleh on the state of the quarterback position with the Jets.
I've just been dealing with so many different things right now. I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything, and I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
Does that sound like a coach who's ready to bench his quarterback?
That sounds like, at the very least, a coach who might want to be scaring something into Zach Wilson. I think with Zach Wilson, It feels so much like a guy who read too many of his own press clippings when people would try to make comparisons between him and Pat Mahomes or something, where just because the worst thing you can do in evaluating a player is to judge him by his highlights. And I think a lot of people fell into that trap with Zach Wilson. The absolute worst thing a person could do is evaluate himself by his own highlights. And when Zach Wilson plays football, it looks like he's trying to create a highlight reel. He's completing 55.5% of his passes, which is just about unheard of in the modern NFL from a starting quarterback. It's just
in that
really,
offense.
Really bad.
That's a Kubiak offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So unless LaFleur the younger, right?
Right. Yes.
If it's Mike LaFleur. Maybe Mike LaFleur just isn't an offensive coordinator. He's had a couple years now with Zach Wilson. Or it might just be that some people aren't flat out getting it.
Could be. Man, that's Zach Wilson. Scaring something into Zach Wilson. I like that theory.
Yeah, you know, like Joe Flacco. Who do you think most of Zach Wilson's mom's friends would actually want to go out with? Joe Flacco or Zach Wilson?
Joe Flacco.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think most of them, like one or two of them might have a thing for younger guys or just as a fling or something. But I think a lot of them would look at like Joe Flacco and be like, okay, this doesn't feel like something that's illegal. I could, this guy probably knows a thing or two.
Zach Wilson is so young looking that it's a little, I mean, it's strange anyways. Yeah. I mean, it looks like he's 15 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. To each her own, I guess. But 0601.
We're sitting here making excuses for hypothetical Zach Wilson's mom's friends.
To each her own. 0601 on the trailer wheel and frame text page. Talking about who's going to break the news about Davis Mills getting benched, if indeed he does get benched. My money is on the hacker that broke the Watson suspension. Remember that kid?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He wasn't a hacker. He found a weakness in the NFL's media website and reported it to the NFL. And as a give back, they gave him access. They gave him a media pass as a give back to him.
I mean, it's hacking of a type. It's just like he wasn't like a computer genius or anything. He had figured out a little backdoor entry into the NFL media system.
Right, but that's not how he got the press release. He got the press release because one of the contacts he'd made told him, hey, there's this press release that didn't go out yet about the Deshaun thing.
Oh, okay.
He had found the weakness. He had found the glitch in their system like several weeks before that and reported it to them. And they said,
and that's how he ended up.
That's how he got a media pass.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. That's how he got a media pass. They said, what can we do for you? This is very benevolent of you to report this to us and not use it against us. And he said, how about giving me a media pass? And they said, okay.
That's nice of the NFL to do that.
It was.
I'm sure his uncle's like VP of something for something somewhere. His uncle's probably like VP of Pepsi or Coke or whoever's advertising with the NFL.
Dude,
I'm not going to give him credit for altruism.
How about the fact that that little anecdote that we just went through there is like the 150th weirdest, like on the list of weird things related to the Deshaun Watson saga, it doesn't even crack like the top 100. That the guy who broke the story of the suspension was some kid who found a weakness in the NFL's media website. Just bizarre.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.